string loose, but he's tightening it up right now. Praise the Lord. Aren't you thankful for what God has done in your life?
Yeah.
Amen. Aren't you thankful that we know a God that sets us free? Amen. Makes us free. Amen. And ye are free indeed. Amen. Come, you can have what you need tonight. Amen. From the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother Crowder, come and say of the word.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I'm glad Pastor didn't say he had a screw loose. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I tie my shoes, I tie them twice so that the strings don't come loose. Amen. But in Jesus' name, well, I guess I managed to do it tonight. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. Turn around and shake somebody's hand in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a good God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anybody excited about being in the house of the Lord today? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, in Jesus' name, John, the 6th chapter and the 16th verse. Hallelujah. Glad to have everybody in the house of the Lord tonight. And I'm just going to ask you, amen, from front to back, just to I need everybody to help me today, in Jesus' name. How you feeling, John? Feeling pretty good? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God's a good God. Thank you, Jesus. And the 16th verse reads like this. And when even was come, his disciples went down into the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, amen, Jesus, walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he saith unto them, it is I, be not afraid. Would you say that with me? Be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship. And would you say this with me? Immediately. Amen. The ship was at land whither they went. Now, and I want to preach it from this subject. The miracle is where Jesus is allowed to be Jesus. The miracle is where Jesus is allowed to be Jesus. Hallelujah. And they willingly, amen, determined, they intentionally received him into the ship. And immediately the ship was at land whither they went. Amen. Would you lift up your voice in Jesus' name? Thank you, Lord God. God, we give you praise in the name of Jesus. God, it's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we declare your glory in this room in Jesus' name. God, in the name of Jesus, fill this place, oh God, with your presence. I need you, Lord God, tonight. God, lift us, oh God, touch us, oh Lord. Hallelujah, God. We need you, oh God. Oh God, in this juncture of time, we need you. We bless you, Lord God. We exalt you, God. We praise you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. God, we declare every stronghold torn down in the name of Jesus. Let our minds, oh God, and our hearts be lifted up in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us understand, oh God, who you are to us and who we are to you. We praise you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated in Jesus' name. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, this story here, amen, this account, should I say, amen, can really kind of slip past you if you don't look at some of the details. It's really an amazing feat. Amen. It's an amazing feat. Now, we marvel at, amen, Acts 8:39. Acts 8:39 is where, amen, the evangelist named Philip was caught away. He was caught away. That means he was seized by force. He was snatched up. Amen. He suddenly and decisively was removed from where he was in the desert to a city called Azotus. Amen. One man was moved. Praise the Lord. It's like, beam me up, Scotty, before there was a Scotty. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name. And amen. We marvel over that story. Most of us are familiar with that story. Amen. But the one we read here is we're not as familiar with, perhaps. Amen. But here in John 6, we not only got one man, we've got a whole ship. Amen. Plus 12 men snatched up. Praise the Lord, from where they were to where, amen, God took them. When you look at the detail is 25 to 30 furlongs. Amen. When you look at the Sea of Galilee that they were in, from the point they were going from to the point they were going through, amen, is approximately 8 miles. Amen. Amen. But from the time that they begun, amen, they're rowing or they're moving into the sea, now they were about 3.75 miles in, and the storm hit. The waves, amen, were going. In Jesus' name. And now, amen, Jesus comes, amen, to the ship, and they were afraid. And Jesus says, be not afraid. Hallelujah. How many times does Jesus say, be not afraid? Amen. But then when they stop being afraid and they let him into the ship was immediately at the shore. Immediately at the shore. Now think about what just happened now. He got into the ship. This is not some crowderism. This is not some kind of trick view of the scripture. This literally happened. Now, can you imagine you are Mabel, amen, and you're Mabel and Joe, amen, on the other shore. Thank you, Pastor. And you're fishing, and you're kind of an older couple. Praise the Lord. And you're there. You're fishing and got your head down and hallelujah, you know, Mabel's on your left and you look to your right and you look back to your left and say, Mabel, did I take my pills this morning? Because now we got a situation. Now you don't see, now you see. Oh, praise the Lord. All of a sudden, a ship shows up. You have no, amen, advance notice. Hallelujah. Amen. We are not to reduce God down to our math, not to our quantum mechanics, not to our trigonometry. Come on, somebody. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He is a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. I say he's a miracle-working God. We marvel at the 8th chapter of Acts where Philip was caught away to Azotus. But now, all of a sudden, as soon as Jesus, as soon as Jesus gets into the ship, praise the Lord, amen, I'm talking about an ocean-going ship, hallelujah, with 12 men in it, with all their belongings, with all their gear in it, amen. What's the difference between one man and an ocean-going ship to God? Oh, hallelujah. See, there's a reason why John is writing about this. There's a reason why the Spirit puts these kinds of accounts. This is not Hansel and Gretel. This is not Aesop's fables. Oh, praise the Lord. This is the Bible in the name of the Lord. I wish you'd hear me. Hallelujah. Because, amen, this is a miracle God. You are in a miracle faith. Hallelujah. I've been whomping on religion all week long, but I'm going to say, you are in a miracle religion. When you step back from this, oh, praise the Lord, you're stepping back to human equations and human, amen, situations. But when you step into where God, amen, is, you can expect a miracle. God's greatest, amen, God's greatest work is to get us out of our humanity and into, amen, what he has called us to be. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, our names are written in heavenly places. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A whole ship is moved. Amazing, amen, what Jesus can do. Because Jesus is amazing. Amen. It's imperative to talk about things like this. Because every one of us behind, amen, amen, the mask of our face is facing something that it God allowed it to be there. Because it needs, amen, miracle territory. You need a miracle in your marriage. You need a miracle in your home. Amen. You need a miracle in your body. In the name of Jesus. You need a miracle in your checkbook. You need a miracle in your present. You need a miracle in your future. I wish I had somebody to preach with me right now. Oh, praise the Lord. But Jesus is only the miracle working God where he's allowed to be the miracle working God. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Whenever, amen, amen, whenever you're on a Tuesday night, you got to preach past some stuff. Oh, praise the Lord. I say you got to preach past some mirrors, amen, that have shown up some crinkles and cracks. You got to preach past, amen, some situations that have been on the job today. Come on, get your hands up in the name of the Lord God. Give God some praise in the name of the Lord, because he has not stopped being an amazing God from the last time he was amazing. Come on, hallelujah. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Come on, somebody, in the name of the Lord. Somebody give him some miracle praise right now. Somebody give him some miracle glory. I said, somebody open their mouth and praise the Lord. Come on, poke your neighbor in the elbow. Hallelujah. Say, you let that mess into the ship. You let that problem into the ship. Why don't you let Jesus into the ship? Come on, I can't hear some of y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is a miracle. I like Jesus. He does math different than your math teacher. I said, Jesus, are you listening to me? I said, Jesus does miracles different than what your math teacher. Hallelujah. Amen. I wish you could go back to second grade. Amen. What's 5 times 2? 5,000. What's wrong with you, boy? Nothing wrong with you. What's wrong with you? When's the last time you made a quasar? When's the last time you put a sheath on the end of a nerve? Oh, praise the Lord. When's the last time you turned water into wine? Oh, praise the Lord. You may have drunk the wine, but, amen, you didn't turn water into wine. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. God's math says 7 times 2 is 4,000. Oh, praise the Lord. And still you got, amen, baskets left over. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's remember the disciples were the distributors of the bread. So you think you're going to get out of this without you getting your hands on the bread, without you getting the hands on the miracle. Oh, praise the Lord. It's okay to talk about a historical miracle, but Jesus wants to be a right now miracle for you. Come on, somebody. It's not enough for somebody else to speak you a miracle. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You got to let him into your own ship. Come on. I know you're tired. Come on. But in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God. In Jesus' name, God can fix that miracle. In the name of the Lord, God. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, your psychiatrist needs a psychiatrist? Oh, praise the Lord. He is not the beginning. He's not the end. Oh, praise the Lord. We have a God that's the Alpha and the Omega. Hey, my God was the Alpha before there was an alphabet. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Don't be satisfied with your alphabet soup. Get into the miracle territory. Somebody give him some praise right now. Somebody give him some praise. Hallelujah. In the parking lot up to my left, amen, the government center. Marcel, amen. You need to come down to church, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, brother, I got this going on and all that in my body. Can we pray for you? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Just one miracle will turn your community upside down. Oh, praise the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, go find your miracle. Go find your miracle. Come on, you'll find your miracle. You didn't come in here just to pretend. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If your life, amen, doesn't change from 5 years ago and you're the same old thing, amen, now than what you used to be, oh, praise the Lord, you need to get the liquor out of your ship. You need to get the television out of your ship. And you need to get Jesus into your ship. By the way, what's 7 times 2? Amen. Clap your hands there, brother, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Bartimaeus' eyes. Amen. Bartimaeus' eyes. You know what that means? Amen. His corneas were fixed. His optic nerve, amen, was probably frozen. Amen. But God revitalized it in the name of Jesus. There was gray matter in his brain that had to be awoken. Oh, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. But when you cry out with all your heart and say, Jesus, have mercy on me. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Amen. Corneas wake up because they know who made them. Hallelujah. DNA, amen, wakes up because it says, yes, sir, I know, amen, who made me. Come on, somebody, in the name of the Lord God. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord. See, I've been long enough in church that I know you can say amen and your mind is still on your checkbook. Your mind is still on your pain. You got to say, pain, get out of here. You need to say in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, amen. I am going to let God be God, because if I allow God, come on somebody, oh praise the Lord, amen, I'll let God be God if he rapes me. God's not going to rape you, amen. God's going to say, whosoever will, let him come. Oh, come on, poke your neighbor. Say, don't let everybody else say amen, and you say, oh, me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woman, has this your blood? Praise the Lord. A woman, amen, 18 years. He says, woman, be thou loosed. There's a whole lot in those words. Thank you, Lord. 18 years, you don't get it. For 6,570 days, now you get it. Praise the Lord. Well, amen. What happened at the meeting? Somebody's back got healed. And amen. They can ho-hum because it's not their back. It's not their lumbar. Praise the Lord. It's not their thoracic. Oh, praise the Lord. But when your thoracic's healed, God didn't just heal your thoracic and your lumbar and your situation for you to sit there to do nothing with it. He healed it so you can take all that stuff and move it and praise the Lord with it. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is amazing. Amen. I say God is amazing. You got to read through Mark and take another look. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't read it like a teenager eats a hot dog. Put some ketchup on it. Now you see it. Now you don't. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to let some of the juice kind of run down your lips. Praise the Lord. You got to get a little ugly with it. Praise the Lord. Because God is the one. Hey, look. Hey, amen. This flesh is tough stuff. Hallelujah. I said this flesh is tough stuff. Hallelujah. You can have a miracle and in 30 seconds, amen, the flesh of yesterday can steal it away. Hallelujah. God will enter in, but only where he's allowed to enter in. In the name of Jesus, turn to your neighbor and say, get handcuffs off of God. Amen, amen, amen. John, the 14th chapter and the 12th verse. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Amen. Greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Oh, what a promise of God. I say, what a promise of God. Hallelujah. God's always trying to tell us who we are. He's always, amen, amen. He's not adverse to the adverse situations that you're in. In fact, he allows it. Hallelujah. I say he allows it. You pamper your son and daughter and keep them away from every kind of adverse thing. Amen. From pillow to 18 years old, you're going to have a sissy son and a sissy daughter. Hallelujah. You got to let some things kind of happen to them so that they learn to kind of work the muscle in their mind and work the muscle in their spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. And Jesus says, amen, there's more to you than what your mirror is telling you. I said, there's more to you than what the mirror is telling you. He says, greater works shall you do because I go away. But you don't know what kind of liquor bottle I used to carry. And you don't know what kind of drugs used to go in my vein. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Let me speak your story a little bit. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can get so messed up because all the crazy decisions that you made. Hallelujah. If you could look back when you were a child, amen, and look forward, and you would have never thought you would have done some of the things that you would have done. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But when you let the flesh loose, the flesh will tell you, amen, and show you, amen, how big it is. But if you could just get Jesus on the throne and get the flesh off the throne, Hallelujah, God. Come on, somebody help me preach a little bit. Hallelujah. While your mind is saying, amen, you're so messed up and made so many mistakes that God can't do it. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not going to sell you a bridge, but I'm going to point you to a ship. Oh, praise the Lord. When you got murmurers and complainers and big mouths on the ship, God can move the ship if you let him in the ship. Oh, praise the Lord. He's not asking you to figure it out. He's saying, I've already got it figured out. You can't make your own Neptune. I've already made Neptune. Oh, praise the Lord. If you'll just let me in the ship. Somebody lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Come on, stop looking at your Nikes and get your hands up. Come on, in the name of the Lord. Come on, you too cute, you can't get your hands up. Come on, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord God. If you don't get Jesus in your ship, you'll get Ralph into your ship. Oh, praise the Lord. And you'll mess up yourself. Oh, praise the Lord. But if you can get Jesus in your ship, come on, somebody, if you'll just help me a little bit. In the name of the Lord God. Hallelujah, God. You need to say, there's going to be an eviction right now. Because there's been somebody occupying this place and this ship that has no business there. Oh, come on, somebody. In the name of the Lord. Hey, come on, somebody. There's a miracle. Some of you are having some pushback tonight. Because there's a miracle in this place tonight for you. Because you got to make up your mind. I say you got to make up your mind. And I'm saying Jesus is in the ship. Come on, I'm not going to stop that praise. Come on, you need to start doing what you know to do. I say you need to start doing what you know to do. Come on, somebody. Come on, let's praise Jesus into the ship. I say let's praise Jesus into the ship. Come on, you better praise him. You never know who's watching you. You better praise him in the name of Jesus. You don't know whose future you're affecting. You better praise him in the name of Jesus Christ. The devil's always been about hiding the real story. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He wants you to be limited. He wants you not to know. He may let you know a little bit. He doesn't want you to know who you really are. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Go ahead, clap one more time, sis. Talk in tongues one more time. Go down to that apostolic church one more time. Come on. Tuck your pride. Tuck your arrogance. Oh, praise the Lord. Open up your mouth one more time. Pray one more time. Praise one more time. Get Jesus is in the ship. Come on, teenager, get Jesus in the ship. You don't get Jesus in the ship, you'll get Jared on your hell phone. You don't need more hell in your life than what you need, what you got right now. Jesus. Jesus. This is not a vain imagination. Jesus has put something in you He's put something in you. When he put the Holy Ghost in you, he didn't mean it to be dormant. I can tell you, amen. Amen. It's going to be a fight. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You think it'd get a little bit better along the way, but it's not getting better. Oh, praise the Lord. You gotta make up in your mind. Do you want just a church pew, or do you want to be in heaven? Did you hear me? Oh, praise the Lord. You want just a church pew? Well, I'm okay. That's amen. Amen. The visible is lying to you, because there will be one day that this place be cleaned out, and there's nobody's going to put something up on the screen for you, and nobody's going to stand behind the pulpit and read a scripture for you, and you'll be here all by yourself. Oh, praise the Lord. Unprepared. Come on, friend of mine. But if you can get Jesus in your ship. God is putting you, amen, the ability, oh, praise the Lord, to deal with devils, to speak with tongues, to deal with serpents, to deal with deadly things, to deal with sick folk, praise the Lord, that you don't have answer, nor your Dr. Welby has an answer. You don't need abomination care as much as what you think you need it. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is not magic, though. It's the kingdom of God. I said it's the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom where there's a miracle, invisible realm that you have been invited into, and me that invited into. Being born of the water and the spirit is not the end all. That's just the beginning. I say that's just the start of the race. You don't celebrate at the start of the race. Only reason we celebrate, amen, because all the other steeples, amen, say that the start of the race is the locker room. You don't win no football game in the locker room. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on. Amen. You don't walk in this place, friend of mine. Amen. Hallelujah. Bring, amen, the world up to the front door, because won't nobody let you in. Hallelujah. Amen. Doing all the stuff that you used to do, and then pick it up when you go back and think you're okay. Come on, friend of mine. This is in the last day. Are you listening to me? Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. God delivered you. I say, God delivered you. I say, God delivered you. Now you've got to deliver yourself. Oh, praise the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm my own UPS right now. Ooh, come on in, Jesus. Come on in. Come on in, Jesus. It's not magic. You can't have Jesus and Harold in the same place. You got to get Harold out. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You got to say, Jesus, I want you in to stay. Hallelujah. We've been brought, amen, into a world. Amen. Don't let the pews fool you. You've been brought into a world that's a supernatural world. We're supernatural beings. We're supernatural beings in a natural body. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Those that are born of the water and of the Spirit are included in the most miraculous construct, amen, ever made in the universe. Hallelujah. It's the ultimate of undefeat. Oh, hallelujah. The kingdom of God. If I could get us, amen, bless me, amen, to stop ignoring the visuals around us that stimulate us, amen, that promote, amen, and pamper unbelief in your life. Yes, I did say pamper. Amen. If I could just get us to ignore the audio that goes into your head and plays, amen, all night long. Come on. Hallelujah. Why don't just go to bed, amen, if that's the problem. Go to bed and put some scriptures on, amen. Hallelujah. Let that play through your head. Amen. Let those hours at night play through and bust up all that, amen, that red box, hallelujah, that's got you, amen, that's got you sick and demon possessed, and amen, all those other things that, amen, happen to people. Come on, friend of mine, I'm saying in the name of the Lord, oh, praise the Lord, don't see this building when you walk into the door, hallelujah, say, I'm walking into a miracle. I'm walking into a miracle. Come on, don't just say yes. Look at three or four people and say, I'm walking into a miracle. Some of y'all ain't saying nothing. Hey, amen. Say, I'm a miracle walking into a miracle. Y'all didn't say it real loud then. Say it. Say, I'm a miracle walking into a miracle. Woo! Praise the Lord. I don't have time to wait on what you think about me. I'm expecting a miracle out of me. Amen. Look at somebody and say, it's time you gave yourself your own spanking. If I could get every person in this place from sinner to saint to accept and pursue that everything in this word is mine. Oh, praise the Lord. The weak would be immediately made strong. The strong would be made stronger. Sin would lose its hold. Oh, praise the Lord. Unbelief would no longer have a headlock on you. Amen. Why does one, amen, widow receive the miracle? Amen. When there were many, many widows in Israel that needed a miracle. Why, amen, did one leper, amen, be made whole when others were just made better? Praise the Lord. By being healed in Jesus' name. Let me explain that. Amen. Amen. All the pieces and parts, amen, that had been eaten away. Praise the Lord. Those things came back, amen, to that man. His nose came back together. I mean, invisible parts that were gone. Amen. That the conscious mind said they'll never come back. Praise the Lord. Amen. They came back. The fingers came back. The nerve endings came back. Amen. It's almost, amen. I'm almost feeling like I'm from West Virginia right now. Amen. Well, you get your pickup back. You get your dog back. You wait your wife back. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. All the pieces of parts came back. Are you listening to me? Come on, poke your neighbor and say, get your face out your Nikes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When those that were made better, amen, the disintegration stopped, but they still had a nose that was incomplete. Still had, amen, fingers, amen, that were stubs. Hallelujah. Jesus doesn't want to just stop the stink. He wants to, amen, he wants to make it whole again. Sozo means to be made whole. Sozo, not bozo, sozo. Amen, mean to be made whole in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No reason except, amen, that there was lip service on some parts. And others, amen, believe the details of the word of God and apply to them, and it can comply now. We are having, amen, we are in a rough time of this world. It's not just, amen, it's just not mental. It's just not in the atmosphere. But praise the Lord, you're going to see it on your shores. And it's not going to be 3,000 miles, amen, 4,000 and 5,000, 6,000 miles away. You're going to see it. And I'm going to tell you in the name of the Lord. But this is the time to serve the Lord with gladness. Got to praise Him in advance. You got to glorify Him in advance. You got to pray in advance. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. The devil is so visual and so audio, so he can get things imprinted on your mind that have nothing to do with the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Non-biblical constructs in the mind. Once it gets in, it's hard to get it out. Praise the Lord. That's why, amen, if you got pornography on your phone, you better fight like a man. Amen. A saber-toothed tiger to get it off, amen, and out of your mind. Oh, come on, somebody, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it'll kill your faith. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. You find yourself sinning against your own body in Jesus' name at any other time, at the first impulse. Hallelujah. You can ignore thoughts about what others think, friend of mine. Hallelujah. Amen. And receive your healing. Amen. You can receive your miracle. You can even receive the Holy Ghost if somehow you can ignore all of the intimidating looks sometimes that you feel. Not that they're there. Amen. That you feel them in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When Jesus said, be not afraid, that's not just for that moment in time. Amen. That's an expression of a story of mankind that, amen, fear. So then God have not given us the spirit of fear. Get rid of that spirit of fear in Jesus' name. See, Jesus is Jesus where he's allowed to be Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 103. Psalm 103, amen, verse 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Psalm 103 will tell you, amen, your righteousness is not known, amen, as a pa, amen, as a mother or father. Your righteousness is not known until your grandchildren. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Amen. What is David having to do? He's having to talk to his soul. Because his soul, amen, is not in alignment, amen. And he's trying to get his soul to be in alignment. Oh, praise the Lord. Because he realized if he can just get it in alignment, amen. Amen. When he gets into alignment, amen, there's no end to the benefits that God wants to give him. And he realizes he can heal all my diseases. Oh, praise the Lord. I said he can. Say it out of your mouth. He can. I said he can. Come on, say it again. Who you that are having anxiety attacks, you need to say it out loud while you got people that are not going to look down on you. Say, he can, he can, he can, he can. Lift up your hands and say, he can. Lift up your hands and somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. The devil's not stupid. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll use everything around you to embarrass you. And you'll say, well, I'll do it at home. No, you won't do it at home. Hallelujah. Because you got red book. You got red box. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You got the devil box and everything around you in Jesus' name. Besides that, you got the cereal box and the milk along with it. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, friend of mine. And then you get on the job and then the boss intimidates you. You even intimidate yourself. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you get back in here and get so defeated. Come on. We ought to run through a troop and leap over a wall when we get into a place like this. When he redeemed, when he got into alignment, got his soul into alignment, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Psalm 103 isn't that far from Psalm 51. Psalm 51 is totally out of alignment. Restoring to me the joy of my salvation. But when you get yourself into alignment, you can see I don't have to, when they give me the C word, all I see is the J word. Amen. I just thought I'd let you think about that a little bit. Instead of the D word. Oh, praise the Lord. Already got your burial plot. When the doctor comes in, ugly face, and says you got cancer. So what? Praise the Lord. I got Jesus. What do you have, doc? Praise the Lord. What do you have? You don't have to be smart, Ellen. Hallelujah. You need to practice that on your friends. Praise the Lord. Practice that on yourself in Jesus' name. See, Jesus is only Jesus where he's allowed to be Jesus. Jesus, amen, it'd be nice to be able to put it on cruise control, praise the Lord, amen, like that wheelie machine out there in Jesus' name, put it on cruise control, praise the Lord, and let her go. But it doesn't work like that. You got to put your feet, you got to keep your foot on the pedal on the metal all the time, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, I'm not done. I'm just kind of, amen, just kind of working a little bit. Because in Jesus' name, sometimes for the minor, hallelujah, others, amen, others, if others can make these kind of decisions, you can make these kind of decisions. Praise the Lord. You can. Amen. Why do you have to be the one? Amen. Every one of us has to ask these questions. Praise the Lord. We come, amen, places like this, tonight's like this, on Tuesday night. This is a special night. You got more room to swing your arms, amen. You can swing it right through an angel and he won't get offended. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time, and amen. You know what that emotional state is. You know what that frenzy is. Hallelujah. You can decide you can get a miracle from God. It's been a little while. You could be like the lady in Trinidad years ago. Amen. Decided that God, amen, he was going to heal her eyes. And God did. Praise the Lord. When she decided. Hallelujah. She was challenged to decide. She decided and God decided. Amen. You can be, amen, like another one. Hallelujah. Didn't wait for the preacher. Oh, praise the Lord. And received, amen, her back healing right then in Jesus' name. You can do it. Praise the Lord. You got to cast down imaginations in every high thing. Every high thing, amen, imaginations that don't match the word of God. I promise you it's work. It's even easier spoken over this pulpit than, amen, worked out in your mind. But you can. Lift up your hands in Jesus' name. Would you do it? Praise the Lord. Come on. Lift up your hands. Come on, in the name of the Lord. Come on, in the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands. I know I'm having, I know, amen, somebody is thinking about their dad that said, amen, you never amount to nothing. You got to get that out of your head. Oh, praise the Lord. You've got a heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Besides that, you got to get the voice out, amen, that you say you'll never amount to nothing. Lift up both hands in the name of the Lord. Don't let that blessing slide out. In Jesus' name. Come on. Believe that your difficult situation will receive deliverance from the Lord in the name of the Lord. Stop looking at that situation. Stop looking at the boat. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord and look at Jesus. Don't wait till it gets to be perfect in your life. It's never going to be. Come on. That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've got to step out, amen, in Jesus' name. Sister, I'm going to need your fingers on the keyboard here. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There's a beautiful people here tonight in the name of Jesus. Every person that walks through these doors, amen, there are stories that walk through these doors in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. God knows exactly what he's doing. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. There weren't 5,000 in that boat. Praise the Lord. He was just trying to get 12 folks to say, let me in. Let me in. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's not worried about Mabel and, amen, Ralph that's on the shoreline. He'll take care of them. He just wants you to know that you don't need to wait for beam me up, Scotty, amen, to make it to your miracle location in the name of the Lord. Can you get the miracle in your mind that you know that you need in your life? Get your hands up. Get your head up in the name of the Lord. Don't look towards the carpet. Look up, amen. Lift up your head in the name of the Lord. Come on, in the name of the Lord. Come on, in the name of the Lord. Come on, there's a tear somewhere in here. Don't worry about that tear. Don't wipe it. You're going to need that tear. Come on, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, well, I want to hear the voice of the Lord. Why don't you just do what the preacher asked you to do? Amen. Maybe it might be a stepping stone to you hearing God. Lift up both hands all the way in the name of the Lord. Come on, let me try it one more time. Why don't you lift up your hands all the way in the name of the Lord? Hallelujah, God. Why don't you decide I'm more than Acts 8? Oh, praise the Lord. I'm more than Acts 8. Amen. I'm John 6 in Jesus' name. Oh, come on, somebody, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, where are you right now in the name of the Lord? Lift up your hands. Come on, young lady. Come on, young man. Come on, lift up your hands. Open your heart. Come on, mom. Come on, grandpa. Come on. Come on, somebody. Don't let that pew be a prison to you. Hallelujah, God. Open the door and get out of that prison. Come on. Come on, young lady. Just don't look the part. Be the part. Come on, just don't look the part. Be the part. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, young man, in the name of Jesus. Today's your day. Come on, in the name of Jesus. You're not called to be like a rock star. You're called to be like Jesus. Come on. Come on, sugar. You're not called to be like a movie star. You're called to be like Jesus. If you be like those other stars, you're going to be a falling star. Come on. Come on, open your hands. Open your heart. Reach out to God. Come on, there's more room in the altar. There's more room in the aisle. Come on, the name of the Lord God. Come on, there's some work that's being done tonight. There's some moving of the Spirit that's being done tonight. Come on, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Yes, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, there's plenty of altar space. Come on. God's in this place. Come on, in the name of the Lord. There might have been rain still falling. Waves spray, still spray. But the ship still moved. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. Come on, the ship still moved. I know most of them got the fear out, but some maybe had a few trepidations, but the ship still moved. Come on, let's love this altar right now. Come on, let's love this altar right now. Come on, let's love this altar right now. Come on, there's more moving toward the altar. Come on, in the name of the Lord God. Let's come on, that's it. Yada, 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 yada.